Before you listen to the service, I thought I would just add this little addendum. The service has already happened, and I'm at the end of the service time, but I just wanted to let you know that the presence of God came down so powerfully. We have Brother Freedom here in the living room, and we have a special chair for him. It's a rocking chair that he loves so very, very much. And when the presence of God really hits him, he is just not there anymore. His body's there, but he's off in glory land. And I just wanted to let you know the presence of God hit him so powerfully today. And you're going to hear that old rocking chair creaking. And he was not aware of that. He just wasn't there. But you'll know that the presence of God is upon him when that time comes. You'll hear that rocking chair creaking. Anyway, you're going to enjoy the service, so listen in and enjoy. God bless. Thanks for coming by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom and I are here. We gather on Tuesdays. Sometimes we have more than just he and I, but today it's just he and I. But we like to come here on Tuesdays because the Holy Spirit seems to really come down in a wonderful and glorious way. We've just been sharing, and now we're starting the service time, and I just know that the Lord's going to do something wonderful. We've both been looking forward to this. God's doing some great miracles. He's been touching lives, and people have been sending some prayer requests in, and God is so wonderful. He's so glorious. We're not anything. We're not anything special, but God is. He's glorious, and we just thank God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we give this living room for the use of the Lord right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for touching Brother Freedom, anointing him in a wonderful way. Lord, just open his lips and his mouth and thank you that you're going to speak to us from heaven. Bless all those wonderful people out there that are tuning in via the internet in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for this good, most special day. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, for your blessings. We thank you for the loving kindness, that tender mercy. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for all the provisions you've given to us. Father, we thank you for the way of the cross leads home. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for what you've thought way through years ago about how Jesus had to come to this world and live and die that we might, the rest of us might live, that our shame might be hidden, and might be forgiven, that we might be able to come in to have obtain eternal life. We thank you for it. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for thy goodness. We thank you for thy tender mercy. We thank you for thy saving grace. And we thank you for thy great power, thy wonders. And we thank you for thy miracles. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you do constantly. We thank you that you're in the news every day. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you that the news is many things that you're doing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We pray that people will receive that. They're coming soon. You're coming through the clouds of glory. We need to wake up. We need to be ready. We need to observe your signs. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready for that one final day that's coming very shortly. We thank you. We thank you for what you're, all those blessings. We thank you for your great love. We thank you for the great mercy. We thank you for the loving kindness. We thank you for thy all the great, good, mighty things that you do. And we thank you that you're greater as he that's within us, he that's within the world. And we are thankful that you, the enemy, we know he comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But you've come to give us life and give us more abundant life. And we thank you for that. We thank you for what a privilege it is to knowing you as the Lord and Savior. And we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Out there today, I'd just like to challenge hearts today that your life may be like my life has been years ago, that maybe you're not really satisfied with what's going on. Maybe you're not really feel that you're not quite where you should be. And I have to agree that I'm not there anytime, but I'm working at it. And I hope you are working at it too. But if we're not working at it, to those you really need to come zero in on you. If you have troubles being an overcomer, if you have trouble going downtown and thoughts, bad thoughts come in your mind, you need to seek God. And you need to really realize that God is your source. He's your Savior. He's your helper. He's your defender. There's so many people that are walking in unbelief. And if you find yourself there today, you're not really believing. If you find yourself when you need to pray, you can't pray. When someone calls for you to help them pray, you don't really know whether your prayer helps anything or not. You really question where you are, the Lord Jesus Christ. You really have to say, well, I'm saying the shadows because I don't want to be really seen because I wish I was a more, I could pray better. I wish I could live a better life. I wish that I could do what God wants me to do. I wish that I could be in that place that I could walk in with His love. I walk in His strength, His shelter, His protection. If you find yourself in any of this position, I would like to encourage you this day. And I'd like where the Word of God will come upon you in a very to you this day to help you, uplift you, and encourage you in doing the right thing for the Lord, walking in His sunrises, walking in His blessings. And when I said sunrises, I meant sunrises. Every day, we need to pray for that day that it's going to be a good day. And if you haven't had good days, you need to come down today and we're going to pray together, work together, and move together. We pray that God's going to rearrange your life. He's in the business to help you, to strengthen you, to uplift you, to encourage you, that you might walk above reproach, you might walk with honor in this last hour, that you might walk in His perfection, that you might walk in His guidance, in His direction, having the Holy Ghost from heaven as your leader. You can't fail when the Holy Ghost is your leader. You can't fail when Jesus Christ has His eyes upon you, when He prays great emphasis on your life. He prayers with great yearnings of power, of blessing. He intercedes for us constantly, and you have the right team on your side. God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eyes are over the righteous. And if I want to encourage you this day, you might say, well, I've had troubles. Well, just join the crowd. Just come and seek God in a mighty way. Seek Him in a deeper fashion and use Him for sure. The one that can help you. He wants you to use Him. He wants you to seek Him. What we do, many of us, God showed me something that very short, a couple of days ago, what happened. For little Christians, when we're really baby Christians, we make a mistake. So then when we make a mistake, we're sort of ashamed of it because we had such a wonderful encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. We felt His power. We felt His anointing. But then we have an upset that happened our way, and we start getting ashamed of it. And pretty soon, instead of actually coming in and seeking God at that time, we're actually avoiding God. We're actually hiding from the Lord, like Eve did and Adam. The Lord says, where art thou, Adam? And they would hid. And that's what we do. We hide in shame. And that goes on years after years. You know, God's still loving you. God's still seeking for you. But all this time, you're hiding from God. And God says, my child, I love you. My child, I understand that thou art made of dirt. I understand that thou needs some help. I understand that thou art fearfully and wonderfully made. And I will help you, but just call upon me. The problem is, brothers and sisters, we just don't call upon the Lord. We go years, and the Lord suddenly showed me this. There's hurt people that you're speaking to you today out there. You went years, and you've never really cried out to God and said, Lord God, I'm sorry. I love you. And God will accept you and remake you and retouch you and re-help you and bless you and make His face to shine upon you. And He'll be gracious unto you and lift up His countenance upon you evermore. And God will be your Father unto you. And ye shall be His sons and daughters. Daughters said the Lord Almighty. God's calling great things upon His people. God wants you to reestablish you this day. God wants to re-help you this day. God wants to re-touch you this day. That in the Spirit of God shall be alive. Alive unto God. Dead in sin. We need to have live people out there. You might go into churches. You've been there for 20 years. And your life is going dim. You feel no help. You feel like you're hindered. Every place you go, you feel like you're walking in darkness. You feel like that you're walking in shame. You walk feeling that you need to be ashamed of yourself, but yet you can't help yourself. You're there defenseless. And you need to just call upon God. Just sit down and say, Lord, I'm ashamed of myself, but I call upon you. I see that you are my Savior. I see that you are my friend. I see that my life is in your hands, and I want to make restitution this day. I want to call upon you this day. I want to call in such a powerful way. I want you to come into my life, and I want you to bring great changes, and God will change you. He will help you. He will provide for you. He will uplift you. And if you make a mistake again, if that second one you make a mistake, call upon Him, and while you're still will, if you make another mistake, call upon Him and keep this process up, and you will be saved. You'll stay saved, and God will get you in a place that one day that you don't have, you'll go farther every time before you're falling. It's just like me. I went back, and I've had a stroke, and I'm in the process now of getting my body back together. And I'm on the treadmill. I'm getting where I go a little farther every day. And that's what we are. You know, we're on a treadmill of life. And we fall off. And we got to have recalibration. We got to have readjusting from God. We have to have His benefits upon us. We need His blessings upon us. We need His love upon us. We need all the things that God can give us. And no one other one can give us. And man has so insulted God's blessing by telling us that we just might as well go out and do it, and then they have the approval of men say, well, that's just the way it is. That's the way you're going to live. Just go to church every week. You know, you're not supposed to have that. You're supposed to have the joy of the Lord. You're not supposed to have that. That's for sissies. And you just go there every day, every week, and you give us the money, and bring your tithes in, and everything will be all right. I believe that that's not all right, says the Spirit of God. God's here to give you a personal life. God's here to give you a personal salvation. God's here to give you a personal blessing from God. That God's given you a personal card from heaven. That He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. You know, I got a card when I go down to this gym that I take, and every day I punch it in when I come in. This morning I punch it in because that opens my passageway. Every day you do the same thing. You need to take this card that God's given you, and we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. He will never fail you, and He will always keep His eyes upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry, and when you call upon Him, He will answer to you, and He'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. And when you start, as the Bible says, abstaining from all appearance of evil, when you start where you can do this, God will help you. But if you make a mistake, call upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake His way, let the unrighteous man stop, and let him return to the Lord to a godly, abundantly pardon. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, or so are God's ways, His ways higher than our thoughts. And He will bless you. We have too much silence in God's people. We're too much silence. Hear me? There's too much silence. Go out, everybody goes out and pouts. They go because they failed. They failed the Lord. So they're pouting. And God said, my child, I'm right here, but I won't force you to love me. You know, God will not force us. We have to ask Him, and He will come back to us, and He will forgive us, and He will cleanse us. Even if it's been 20 years, 30 years, some of you, long time, you need to have a new encounter today. You need to seek God today in a very special way. You need to get on fire this day, that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Save am I in the hall of His mighty hand. God's here to reestablish you, to uplift you, uphold you, to bless you, to let His countenance upon you, and give you liberty, give you blessing, give you power, give you the anointing, give the Spirit of God, that you can arise above the occasion, that you might walk in victory. God showed this whole lot of people in America, in this prayer I spoke about this day, you haven't had a good day for years. But it isn't God's fault. God wants you to have a good day from now on. You can have a good day tomorrow. Just say, I'm sorry, Lord, and God will instantly touch you, receive you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, as a prodigal son, as a father looked out, saw the prodigal son coming. He looked his eyes. The Father's looking for you right now. As the prodigal son, He's looking for you. He says, my child, I still love you. I still love you just as much as I always did. Why did you separate yourself from me? For I'm here to bring you back. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to uplift you. I'm here to bless you in a mighty way. I'm here. The enemy has caused you to drift in the darkness. The enemy has caused you to grip in much difficulties. There's many difficult nights that you've lived because of the pain, a sin that was not forgiven. But this day you can remove that pain, that sin that has taken your life, and you can have a new hope, a new blessing, a new lifestyle. You can have received blessings from on high, and you'll become a new child. You'll be still happy. You'll be walking in victory. Happy is the man whose God is the Lord, and you can walk in my victory forevermore. You can walk in blessing forevermore. You can walk not even being denied, and you pray for the sick, they shall recover. And when you pray for great mighty things, it shall be done, because you're a child of God. Reestablish yourself this day. Come, my people, come, and I shall remold thee, and I will uphold thee, and I will make thee whole again, and I will real to my heart, that I might walk in my blessings forevermore. And I shall suit thee up with my righteousness. And my righteousness doesn't grow thin. And I know when this heat comes your way, you will not feel the heat from the enemy no longer. And I shall give thee comfort. And I shall give thee pardon. And I shall give thee direction. Call me this day. Seek me, for I loveth thee. Call me, my child. Call to me because I loveth thee, because I've prepared thee an eternal home. And it won't be the same if you're missing. My child, it's not the same when you're not there. I love thee. I love thee. Look to me. Call upon me. And I say, ye will not be denied. For I, the Lord, shall give thee a new hope, a new power, a new blessing, and I shall give thee a new name, and I shall go before thee, and thy name will not be rubbed out no longer, but thou wilt graft thee in an inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. You'll be the child of God, and I shall promote thee with my blessing upon me, and I shall keep thee, though my eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show my strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward you. I will keep thee, for my eyes are on thee continually. You cannot hide from me. I'm here to uplift thee, to encourage thee again, that I shall be, you shall be blessed. You will walk in victory. You will walk not being denied. And thou shalt walk in my faithfulness. Thou wilt walk in my holiness. And thou shalt walk in my spirit. And when you feel the Spirit of God upon me, you'll renew your mind in such a way that you'll feel that renewing. And you'll see that love, that joy. You'll have joy every morning. You'll have peace and contentment. You'll walk in my righteousness. You'll walk in my holiness. Many of America, throughout the world, you're walking as zombies out there, have taken my name. But you went, and your pastors and your shepherds have let you die. You need to reestate while you're living. I will call you. I call this ministry. This ministry is all going all the world. If you're out there, wherever you are, you rise, and I shall touch thee, and I shall give thee a supernatural touch. If thou hast no longer a pastor, a shepherd, I shall heal thee. And I, you call upon me now, as long as you can just hear that where you're getting this voice from, I shall minister my love to thee, and I shall forgive thee, and I shall ever make thee whole, and I shall be a new child, and thou shall be faithful and faithful. I shall love thee, and I shall give thee power, and I shall give thee grace, and I shall give thee strength, and I shall give thee upholdance power from heaven, and you will walk in victory, says the Spirit of God. I'm here to reestablish you, bless you, to let my peace be upon you, to walk in my holiness. My child, come, because I love thee. I love thee. I love thee. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me, for I have given this message that day for thee. I have spoken it to this man. It's not him that's speaking, but I, the Lord thy God, have chosen to be speaking the hearts of these out here today. I, the Lord thy God, from heaven, have given thee this day. Receive, receive, receive with gladness, and I shall supernaturally, as you get this word, it shall heal thee, and I shall strengthen thee, and thou shalt be a new man, a new son, a new daughter, and I shall give thee a new crown, a new blessing. Take that and believe it, and thou shalt walk in victory forevermore. Walk in my faith, and I shall bless thee, and I shall move upon thee mightily, and I bless this day. For I, the Lord thy God, have called me all over. Reestablish your hearts. Walk in victory, because my coming is soon. I'm coming through the clouds of glory. Prepare for eternity. Prepare for eternity. Call me, and I will answer thee. I will bless thee, and I shall love thee. Come, my child. Come, my people. For I loveth thee. Be not afraid. I have not given the spirit of fear, but of power, of the sound mind. I love thee. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me. For I loveth thee. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon this word today. I pray out there that people will receive it with gladness. I pray, Lord God, you've made a call. You've called. No, out there, if you this day, those that are hearing this word, receive it with gladness. Call upon God, and He will heal you. He will change you. He will give you a new start. Let us hear what's taking place. God's making this call all over the world. He spoke to me this morning that He's going to do a great work. He's going to do a great work that we've never seen before, and truly He is doing a great work. I am nothing. Brother Freedom is nothing. I am nothing, but God is so wonderful. He's so glorious. He is so glorious. I've never had a friend, and I know God real well. Out there you might say, you don't know. Yes, I do know. I've walked for years believing in Him. 10 years one time, I went to work where He told me and never got wrong. So Brother Freedom does know. I know how God's real and He's faithful. When He tell me to do something, I didn't get in trouble with the people I worked for because it was always right. Can you believe that? God was always right. Can you believe that? God, yes, He was always right. He says, go down here to a certain distance and I'll be there. And there's a machine there that needs working on. And I'd walk, drive down there. True enough, it was right there. And the people say, how'd you know it? Well, God just knows. And I want to let you know that God's here to your refuge estate. I'm telling you that I know what I'm talking about. God has used me, and He's going to use me mightily in these last hours because I'm a zero. But you can out there, you can be a blessing. You can be a sky's the limit, what God can do for you. He can open the windows of heaven and give you a blessing that you cannot contain, and He will give you to this. He will give it. He will satisfy you. He will satisfy you with long life. He will satisfy you. He will bless you to the day that He comes to the clouds of glory, and then you'll be instantaneously in heaven, and you'll walk in victory forevermore. So happy, happy can you can be. Happy, 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 happy. God bless all of you. God bless you. God bless you. God loves you. God bless you. Love the Lord. I love you. I praise you. I thank you for this good day. I thank you for that blessing forevermore. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you forevermore. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.